December 16, 1922. On the conception of the eternal word. I was thinking about the act in which the eternal word descended from heaven and was conceived in the womb of the Immaculate Queen. And from within my dear, my always lovable Jesus put out one arm, surrounded my neck, and in my interior told me, "My beloved daughter, if the conception of my celestial mama was prodigious, and she was conceived in the sea which came out of the three divine persons, my conception was not in the sea that came out of us, but in the great sea which resided within us, our very divinity, which descended into the virginal womb of this virgin, and I was conceived." It is true that it is said that the Word was conceived, but my celestial Father and the Holy Spirit were inseparable from me. It is true that I had the acting role, but they were concurring. Imagine two reflectors, each one reflecting the same object into the other. These subjects are three. The one in the middle takes on the operating, suffering, supplicating role. The other two are with it, concur with it, and are spectators. So, I could say that one of the two reflectors was the sacrosanct Trinity, and the other was my dear mama. During the brief course of her life, by living always in my will, she prepared for me in her virginal womb the little divine ground in which I, eternal word, was to clothe myself with human flesh, since I would never have descended into a human ground. And as the Trinity was reflected in her, I was conceived. So, while that same Trinity remained in heaven, I was conceived in the womb of this noble queen. All other things, as great, noble, sublime, and prodigious as they may be, even the very conception of the Virgin Queen, they all remain behind. There is nothing, neither love nor greatness nor power, that can compare to my conception. Here, it is not about forming a life, but about enclosing the life that gives life to all. Not about expanding myself, but about restricting myself so as to let myself be conceived. And not in order to receive, but to give. The one who created everything, enclosing himself within a created and tiny little humanity. These are works only of a God, and of a God who loves, and who, at any cost, wants to bind the creature with his love, in order to be loved. But this is nothing yet. Do you know where all my love, all my power and wisdom blazed forth? As soon as the divine power formed this tiny little humanity, so little as to be comparable to the size of a hazelnut, but with the members all proportioned and formed, and the Word was conceived in it, the immensity of my will, enclosing all creatures, past, present, and future, conceived all lives of creatures in it. And as mine grew, so did they grow within me. So, while in appearance I seem to be alone, when observed under the microscope of my will, all creatures could be seen, conceived in me. It happened with me as when one sees crystal clear waters. While they appear to be clear, when they are observed under a microscope, how many microbes cannot be seen? My conception was such and so great that the wheel of eternity remained stunned and ecstatic in seeing the innumerable excesses of my love and all prodigies united together. The whole mass of the universe was shaken in seeing the one who gives life to everything restrict himself, make himself small, and close everything in order to do what? To take the lives of all and make all be reborn.